All right, we're going to continue with our week 15 NFL picks. I've got Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Check out their podcast and all the podcast platforms. Here's the wild card games. These are random games that Ben, who is our leader, he is the guy in the lead here with our picks. He gave us games to choose. We'll throw Brad's out there. Brad, you gave Brad Patriots at Dolphins, which is a huge game for their division.
Yes.
The Patriots are technically on the bubble looking into the playoffs, and the Dolphins are right behind the Bills in the division. The Dolphins look really good. They are.
Dolphins are going to be wild. Their wild card status. I mean, that's
their wild card.
You know, obviously, yeah. Adding that third wild card this year is really going to it's going to shake things up a lot.
Yeah. So Brad picked the Dolphins to beat the Patriots, which I think we can probably all agree with. I'll do mine. You gave me Lions at Titans. Titans.
The Titans.
I feel like the Titans. We know their formula. It's Derrick Henry. You know, all day, or day. And just
Derrick Henry in the second half.
Yeah,
and give Tannehill. That's when he really, really does this.
Yeah, and Tannehill just not enough to mess it up and enough to, you know, play fine. I think it's at home with the Titans. The Titans are in their hunt for their division and for a playoff spot. Lions are, I think they're technically still in the bubble, but I'm going to go with the Titans on this one. I think at home, Titans definitely have something to play for as the season's winding down. So I'll go Tennessee on this one. And then your wild card is Bears at Vikings. That's also a big game in terms of the wild card hunt.
You know, it is. And the Vikings are, I mean, they have to be kicking themselves for that Kirk Cousins contract. He obviously has not developed the quarterback they thought he was. And in this case, you know, I was a little bullish in how much of a dumpster fire Chicago was. And all of a sudden last week they come out and they had lost six straight, and they come out and just freaking manhandle and their defense cleaned house. And so I think they're going to ride on that. And, you know, that was a home game. I believe this is in Minnesota, if I'm not mistaken, but regardless, I think Chicago's defense is really, that's what they've been known for a long time. And obviously I'm a big fan of Khalil Mack. I've read a couple articles that he is the voice on defense, and the team really, really, he is a leader and they rally around him. And I think they're going to continue to do that. And Trubisky is, you know, he is a, you know, I think he is a quarterback. Tannehill, like, or it's like, just don't make enough mistakes. Don't throw enough interceptions. You'll be fine. I think they're going to be on the hunt for a new quarterback, but I'm going all Chicago and I'm going all in. I'm going to 180 what I said from last week. I'm going all in Chicago.
Could you imagine if the Bears keep winning and suddenly they squeak into the wild card? Oh, God.
You know what? This year, I wouldn't believe it. I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah. This year, the Bears could win the Super Bowl. That's how crazy this year's been. He's gonna give Mitchell
another
Trubisky
Super Bowl
a
shuffle
new contract. All right, there's the wild card picks. You can check them up online at 977theriver.com. Click on the sports buzz, and we'll do Beer 30 coming up next.